when you actually talk about the joys of Country House Rescue, you think, well, we need one particular, specific individual to actually get involved with this whole package. Somebody who's an entrepreneur, somebody who's a journalist, somebody who's a presenter extraordinaire, who's been Gordon Ramsay's secret diner and is a legend, indeed a Renaissance man in his own way. We are talking the legend that is Simon Davis. Are you there, Simon?
My goodness, what an extraordinary introduction. Thank you, I am here. I've a lot to live up to now.
It was crucial from that point of view. This is a series which I must admit, I mean, I like the concept of the whole thing. We cover, as part of our on-location audio postcards, a number of places ranging from Beaver Castle through to Burley, Bramham, all ranges of sort of country houses. Those are in the better end of the scale, of course. In this particular instance, Northern Ireland, Somerset, Devon, Scotland, County Cork and Northumberland, those are the locations of the country houses that you've actually got there. And it's really your job, which you've chosen to accept, to actually take that Mission Impossible on board and hopefully provide advice and presentations to actually get the whole thing sorted through.
Quite so. I mean, you're right when you mention, you know, Burley, which is an absolutely fabulous house, but they're in the fortunate position to also, you know, their coffers are quite full, and so they can afford to look after the place. The houses that I go to are little known. In many cases, no one will have seen these houses before, but they have enormous difficulties to overcome. Obviously, the maintenance and the upkeep, but also, you know, the future income. How can they actually make money so these families can stay living in what is ultimately, it's just still their home, even though they're vast piles in many cases. It is their home, and it's a very, very difficult job, but one that I was happy to accept and I enjoyed enormously.
This is something which, when we start talking about country houses, I mean, inevitably the general feeling, I suspect, at times is, well, if your family's got that sort of mansion, etc., you don't need to worry about where your next 50,000 are coming from. But actually you do, really, because, as you said, the upkeep of the whole things, they can actually be, as we say in the sort of the general intro, not so much money pits, but hopefully sort of ways in which you need to just coordinate it and keep living there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people appreciate quite, I mean, I certainly didn't realise that how much money these places cost to run. One house I went to, it cost £30 an hour just to have the heating on in part of the house.
That's the average fee for a broadcasting session on Siren FM. Outrageous.
Certainly not a fee I'm getting. it costs a vast amount of money. Yeah. And many of them, you know, they often their families have in the past had a significant amount of money. That's part of the reason they live in these vast places. Yeah. But for several generations, they haven't actually brought in any money. Now, let's be blunt about it. In some cases, because they've been bone idle. Yeah. In some cases, because they've made some bad investments. You know, they've been unfortunate. But we shouldn't really look at these people and say, you know, well, oh, I wish I had your problem, swanning around in a massive, great big house. Yeah. Because in many cases, they don't actually feel that privileged. Well, they feel privileged to be there, but they don't feel lucky in the sense that we might look at them and feel jealous. Mm. You know, every day is extremely stressful because they're worried about where they're going to lose their homes. I mean, I love the programme Country House Rescue. I used to watch it all the time, hopefully still will, even though I'm on it now. but sometimes I used to look at it and think, well, look, for crying out loud, just sell it. Stop whinging and just sell it. Mm. But in one case, in this series, a house down called Chapel Cleeve down in Somerset, it was actually for sale and no one wanted to buy it. So even that option was closed. Oh. So it's not really a simple case. Oh. And I would view it as failure on my part if I didn't manage to somehow try and put them onto a path of recovery that was going to bring in some harder, you know, some hard needed money, decent amount of cash, and set them on a course that was going to make the house more sustainable for them to live in.
Hannah.
Simon, did you ever feel during the filming of the series emotionally affected by any of the kind of situations that you came across?
Oh, repeatedly. I mean, I'm not the sort of person that wears my heart on my sleeve by any means, but I felt very emotionally affected on several levels. I mean, the first thing is, I really have an unbridled passion for English country houses. I absolutely love them, and I think they're an incredibly important part of our heritage, and they should be. You know, we should go to the end of the earth to save them. And of course, I met some extraordinary people who were passionate about their homes. So of course, I was emotionally affected. I also, and it wasn't always emotionally affected in a particularly enjoyable way. You know, I had to tell these people things that they didn't really want to hear sometimes, and I was doing it in a very, you know, I was in their homes. It's a very intimate place, and I had to tell them stuff they didn't want to hear. I had to ask them to do things that they perhaps didn't feel equipped to be able to do, and I had to give them the confidence, hopefully, and come up with ideas that inspired them. And so, yeah, I was very emotionally affected by it. And I was very keen when I took on the task of presenting Country House Rescue that I didn't just swan in, say a few ideas and then leave. I really wanted to immerse myself in it. I wanted to do it properly. So there's a few changes, actually, in the series. I mean, I stay the night now with the owners and I have dinner with them, and I really get to know them. Because my view was that only by really knowing them as much as I could, as much as you can get to know someone over what is ultimately a short period of time, but only if I really got to know them could I come up with ideas that I thought that they would have the facilities and the abilities to be able to bring to fruition. So yeah, it is an emotional roller coaster, and I think when people watch the series, they will see that. I mean, there is tears, there's shouting, there's crying. The odd man hug.
It seems like the classic soap opera writ large. Of course, the other thing, Simon, is you do have a film crew as well, and I often thought, in essence, that whole essence of reality television, it's a dreadful phrase, I don't really sort of appreciate it from that point of view, but there is that tension where clearly, you know, the director is sort of thinking, that's a great shot, we want that, and you're probably thinking, being a nice, kind individual, I don't know, maybe we don't need to have the lingering shot there.
There's a sense of... look, it's... It is, by its very nature, intrusive, these people. I should say, we are invited in, so we don't just turn up.
That's the next series. That's Country House Unplugged.
Yes, yes. Doorstepping Country House Rescue. Yes, it can become intrusive. And yes, you know, we are trying to make something which is emotional. We want to get to the heart of this house, and we want to really see the characters who live there. But in many cases, we didn't really have to push it. These people are, you know, they're not professional TV people by any respects, and they soon forget really that the cameras are there. And it's a very, very professional crew that we have from Betty, the production company that makes it. In fact, most of the people on the programme have done all the previous three series. I'm pretty much the only new person on it as the presenter, so they've got a lot of experience about filming inside somebody's home.
The series Country House Rescue is on Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Channel 4. Obviously, there's lots of ways to actually watch it again using all the various computer systems, etc., from that point of view. Simon, we have two final crucial questions to ask you at this stage. I'm going to ask Hannah to put them to you.
Simon, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
No, I've had a very interesting
telephonic link. That's okay, this is good, this is crucial. It's like our sort of deal breakers on this particular area.
Yeah.
So the next crucial one, Hannah, is...
And could we look forward to hearing from you again in the near future?
Yes, you could look forward to it.
Can we prevail upon you, Simon, to join us again in the not-too-distant future in this little family we call the Midweek Drive?
I would love to.
Simon Davis, ace entrepreneur, journalist and new presenter of Country House Rescue, we salute you. Many thanks indeed.
Thanks very much.